Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. You are tuned in to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, the quiz, Ramadan quiz. Today is day number 12, corresponding to the 18th of June, 2000, sorry, the 17th of June, 2016. It's day 11. Dear listeners, we have the lines are open. Rather, the number to call for the quiz tonight, inshallah, is 011-854-7022. It's 011-854-1548. It's 011-854-1548. We're waiting for Brother Salim to take on the calls from the other side. Apologies for the delay. Yes, everything just going wrong this side here. Technical glitches. But inshallah, let's hope that we can get going. All right, dear listeners, we have two participants, mashallah, who have already, secured their participation in tonight's quiz. We're waiting for one more caller, inshallah, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. We do have the first caller on the line. We'd like to welcome our first contestant. Brother Salim says, just wait a little bit. Dear listeners, a few lovely Ramadanisms we had a few minutes ago on Radio Islam International. And subhanAllah, so much to learn from the month of Ramadan, dear listeners. You know, we find it is, let's reap the benefits of the month of Ramadan. And one of them is, most important, dear listeners, it's with regards to gaining taqwa and fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month of Ramadan, it's very, very important that we spend a few moments to understand the wisdoms and the lessons, dear listeners, that we can, inshallah al-Aziz, you know, learn from the Mubarak month of fasting. And regarding this, we find it's gaining taqwa. It's a month of, drawing closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's acquiring patience and a strong will, inshallah. Very, very important is with regards to striving for ihsan, for righteousness, for sincerity, and staying away from gunas and sins. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all, inshallah, aziz tawfiq, to make amal, to maximize the time in the month of Ramadan. Brother Salim is on the other side. He's the engineer for tonight's quiz. My co-host, Maulana Sahib Lasania, has just disappeared, Brother Salim. He's not in tonight. I'm all alone. Nobody wants to sit with me tonight. I ask Brother Bilal Muhammad. Bilal says, I can't. My wife is waiting for me. Gee. Anyway, inshallah, let's welcome our first contestant on the line, Sister Anonymous. Zahra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ben.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, jazakumullah for your call, sister. We wish you all the luck. And just hold the line while we welcome the other contestants. Okay, Ben?
Jazakallah khair.
Ameen. Imran, are you there, my brother?
Hey.
All right, you said anonymous. Sorry for that. Anonymous brother from... Where are you calling from, brother?
From Lens.
Are you from Lens as well?
Yes.
All right. You wanted to remain anonymous?
I wanted to, yeah.
Oh, you wanted to?
Okay, I still want to.
Okay, my brother. Akhtum Mishami all men, yeah. Anonymous sister from Lanesia, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you, man. Third contest. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister, are you from the Durban area?
Durban,
mashallah, mashallah. We welcome you aboard, okay?
Jazakallah.
All right, here goes the question, inshallah. We're going to be asking each participant five questions, and the winner gets 1,000 rand, and the winner automatically qualifies for tomorrow night's finals between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, inshallah. Let's ask Zahra what does she choose for her category tonight. Zahra, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Okay, sister, first question is, what is your category?
Stories of the Anbiya.
You're going to go with Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, sister. All the luck. Okay, 7 seconds to answer. Here goes your question, Ben. Hud, alayhi salam, was sent to the people of Ad. Were they an Asian Arab, Assyrian, or Jewish tribe?
Arab.
Okay, mashallah, they were an ancient Arab tribe. Lucky Mali Sahib is not here, he would have said, you must have the word Asian, no points for you. Sister, 1 point comes your way. Okay, Zahra?
Yes.
Mashallah, well done. Brother from Lens, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, my brother, what's your category? What do you choose from?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, you're going to go with Islamic history, mashallah. All right, you're allowed two questions from this category. Okay, my brother?
Okay.
Listen attentively. Which leader of the Quraysh who later embraced Islam was interviewed by Heraclius, the Roman Emperor, regarding Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No, my brother, it's not Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The correct answer is Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan, which leader of the Quraysh who later embraced Islam, was interviewed by Heraclius, the Roman emperor, regarding Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The correct answer, my brother, is Abu Sufyan. Okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah. Sister from Durban, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Alright, what do you choose from, sister? Which category do you have? Quran, we have stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Islamic history, general knowledge, and also politics. What do you choose, Ben?
Quran.
Quran, you're going to go with Quran. Okay, sister, here goes your question. According to one opinion, this set of hurufi muqatta'at mean, oh man, which set is this, sister? One, Hamim, or two, Yasin.
Number two.
Number two, sister.
Yes.
And what was number two?
Yasin.
MashaAllah, sister. 1 point comes up your way, Ben. 1 point comes up your way. Excellent. Zahra, which category, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam. We're going to continue with that section, okay? Here goes your question, Ben. We're running out of time. We're going to go a bit quickly through the course tonight. It's already 26 minutes past 6 o'clock, okay? Who conquered Bayt al-Maqdis for the Banu Israel? 1. Yusha bin Nun, or 2. Khalid bin Yufanna?
1.
1 is the correct answer, Zahra, mashallah, it's Yusha bin Nun. Who conquered Bayt al-Maqdis for the Banu Israel? The correct answer, like you said, Ben, it is Yusha bin Nun. My brother and friend from Lens, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my brother, let's see how you're going to frame this question. Which category, brother?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, let's see. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
$5,000 if you answer this one correctly. You can retire for the rest of your life, my brother. Here goes your question, general knowledge, brother. In terminology, what does GDP stand for?
Just repeat that again.
In terminology, what does GDP stand for?
Gross Domestic Product.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something about grandma, this, mashallah. Domestic, gross domestic product is the correct answer. Alright. Mashallah, 1 point coming up your way. You're just lucky Mani Shreve is not here tonight. Because the dong just went, but we're going to give you the point. Okay, my brother, don't tell nobody, okay? Don't tell nobody. Sister from Durban, are you there?
Yeah.
Alright, what's your category, Ben?
Quran.
Quran, okay, here goes your question. According to some narrations, this surah was revealed twice. Once in Mecca and thereafter in Medina Sharif. Which surah is this?
Fatiha.
Excellent, sister. I thought you're not going to know this one. But Surah Al-Fatiha is indeed the correct answer. MashaAllah, another point comes up your way, sister. Excellent. Alright, so far we asked two questions. Zahra's got two right, my brother got one right, and sister from Durban's got two right. We're going very, very well, MashaAllah. Zahra, what do you choose now from sister? Qurani Kareem, Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics? Try politics, sister.
General knowledge.
Sorry?
General knowledge.
General knowledge.
See.
Okay. You pass matric, sister?
I'm still in matric.
Okay, mashallah. Okay. All the luck, sister. Allah make the examinations easy for you, as well as
Ameen,
all the other.
Ameen,
sister. Here goes your question, Ben. It's a true or false question. The first two people to reach the summit of Mount Everest were Edmund Hillary and John Hunt. True or false?
False.
Why you say so, sister?
I took a guess.
These poor guys went all the way to Mount Everest. They sacrificed their lives and their families and everything. And now you say false. It wasn't them, sister. The answer is false. Correct, sister. It's Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. Okay, Tenzing Norgay and? Who, sister?
I'm not sure.
Alright, whoever they were. Just read about your sister. Anonymous brother from Lens, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sister from, sister, mashallah, Madi Pitali, give me some company. My brother, he walks in the studio. I'm feeling all alone today. Please just come in and give me company. He says no. Anonymous brother from Lanesia, my brother, what's your category?
Politics.
Politics, interesting, my friend. Politics, all the luck.
Thanks.
Let's see. You want me to ask you something regarding Julius Malema? Something else?
Something else.
Okay, here goes your question, my brother. True or false? It's simple. True or false? Okay, not very simple. True or false? The last general election took place in India in 2015.
True.
False. You say true.
False.
And who was victorious, my brother?
Modi.
Modi.
No.
The last general election took place in India in 2015. The answer is false, my brother. It's 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, you told you. Who's talking there, my brother?
I think someone from the other line.
Oh, somebody from the other line. Okay. All right, anyway. Sister from Durban, are you there, Ben?
Here.
All right, what's your category, sister?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Here goes your question, Ben. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu belonged to which branch of the Quraysh? 1. Banu Hashim. 2. Banu Adi. Or 3. Banu Tamim.
Can you repeat that, please?
Banu Hashim. Sister, it's too late. But anyway, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu belonged to which branch of the Quraysh, sister?
Number 3
was what?
Banu Tamim.
Yeah, but you said the answer way after the gong went, sister. Okay. Apologies for that, Ben.
Okay.
So far we are 3 questions. Sister Zahra's got all 3 correct, mashallah. My brother from Lane's got 1 correct. And sister from Durban's got 2 correct. Alright. Another 2 more questions. Let's go. Sister Zahra, what do you choose from, sister?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, here goes your second question, Ben. Which country was the first to introduce the registration or the number plate?
America.
America.
Si.
No, sister. Not America. The correct answer is France. Okay.
Si.
Jazakallah. Brother from Lens, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's go with your category, my brother. What are you going to choose from?
I'll choose general knowledge again.
You're going to choose general knowledge again. Okay, all the luck. Listen attentively, okay?
Si.
It's true or false?
Okay.
You can tap my chance again here.
Okay.
The Gotthard base channel is situated in Drakensberg.
Can you just repeat that question?
The Gotthard base channel is situated in Drakensberg.
False.
Now you delayed, my brother. You delayed a little bit there. The answer is false. It is in Switzerland or the Alps. Okay, sorry for that, brother. Here goes possibly the last question. Let's see. Sister from Durban, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Alright, what do you choose from, Ben?
Stories of the
Anbiya. Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, mashallah. Here's your question, sister. Was Adam alayhi salam a Nabi only, or was he a Nabi and a Rasul?
He was a Nabi only.
And who told you that, Ben?
My family.
Your cousin?
My family.
Your family?
Yes.
No, your family is incorrect, sister. Don't listen to them always, okay? The answer is that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi. And a Rasul also, sister.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's go with one more question, inshallah. This is the last round, and let's see who's the winner for tonight's quiz, sister. Sister Zahra, final question, sister. What's your category?
Quran.
Quran-i-Kareem. Let's go with Quran-i-Kareem. All right, here goes your question, sister. You got to choose. It's a multiple choice question, okay? 1, 2, or 3. Okay?
Yeah.
Who are the people who would not take any provisions for the cause of the Hajj journey, saying that they are reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then they would beg from others? 1. The people of Najd. 2. The people of Najran. Or 3. the people of Yemen?
Number two.
Oh, sister. Why you said the incorrect answer, sister? No, it's the people of Yemen, sister. The people of Yemen, okay? All right, yes. Let's see what happens, sister. It all depends on anonymous sister from Durban, how she answers. Brother from Lens?
Yes.
My brother, I think you're out of the competition, but to make you happy, for Barakat's sake, let us ask you one question.
Okay.
How's it?
Okay.
Okay, my brother, what do you choose from?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi. Okay, if you get this one right, we're going to give you the 1,000 rands, leave the two girls, okay?
Okay.
Here goes your question. Which Asian tribe lived in a place called Hijr? Was it the tribes Hud, Salih, or Shu'aib alayhi salam?
Salih.
Excellent, my brother. Excellent. MashaAllah, 2 points coming up your way in tonight's quiz. Okay.
Okay,
Jazakallah, my brother. Hold the line. Sister from Durban.
Yes.
If you answer this one correctly, we're going to have to go into a sudden death question. Okay?
Yes.
Between you and Sister Zahra. But if you don't answer correctly, then what happens is Zahra is going to be the winner for tonight.
Okay.
So, sister, you have to answer this one correctly, okay? What is your category, sister? You already chose Quran Kareem. You chose one from the stories of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you chose one from Islamic history.
Islamic history.
You're going to go with Islamic history, Ben?
Yes.
All the luck, sister. It depends all on this question. Zainul Abidin is the title of one of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandchildren. Was his actual name Hussein, Ali, Muhammad, or Ja'far?
Ali.
MashaAllah, Brother Salim. We're going to come to a sudden death question. MashaAllah, we do have time. 6:37 p.m. And sister from Durban, she's got 3 points, MashaAllah. And sister Zahra also has got 3 points. So we'll be taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, it's time for the sudden death questions. All the luck, inshallah. And my brother from Lens, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
My brother, sorry for that. But yes, there's only one winner.
Okay.
You can call us again next time, inshallah. Try tomorrow, my brother, okay?
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother, du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum
salam. 6:37 p.m. dear listeners, we take a break, inshallah. When we come back, it's time for the sudden death questions. Don't go away. Alright, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Salim, everything is going wrong and upside down today. Lost my parka this afternoon, or rather just before Maghrib. Lost my car keys, and then what is happening? Alright, let's welcome our two contestants and finalists for tonight's quiz. Sister Zahra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sister, are you there?
Walaikum
salam. Alright, and line number two, we have anonymous sister from Durban. Sister, are you there?
Yes.
MashaAllah. So we're going to ask you a question, sister. Each one of you will be asked a question, and you've got to answer correctly, or the one who is closest to the correct answer will be the winner for tonight. And the winner gets 1,000 rand, sister. Okay?
Yes.
Alright. Brother Salim, are you ready? Zahra, we're going to go first with you. Okay, sister? Alright, you've got 7 seconds to answer. The question is, when did Namibia gain independence?
1964,
that is what you say, sister. Not what we say, but let's see what sister from Durban has got to say. Appa from Durban, are you there?
Yeah.
Alright, here goes your question, sister. When did Botswana gain independence?
1965.
Yeah, but sister, you said the answer just after the gong. The first answer was just before the gong, so what did you say there? 1955. You said 1955.
Cheer.
All right, sister. All right, we're going to take a break, inshallah, and when we come back, we announce the winners. Don't go away. All All right, we welcome you once again, Genesis, to announce the winner. Zahra, we asked you the question, Ben, that when did Namibia gain independence? What did you say, sister?
1964.
Yeah, you sounded very positive, Ben, but it's not the correct answer. Apa, it is 1990.
Tea.
Okay.
Tea.
The correct answer is 1990. Unfortunately, sister, there's only one winner. And our contestant number two from Durban, anonymous sister, we asked her the question that when did Botswana gain independence? And just before the gong, she said 1955. And just after the gong, she said 1965. I think so. Basically, according to the first answer, she was about 11 years out from the answer. The correct answer is 1966. She said her first answer was 1955, so she was 11 years away from the correct answer. Apa, Zahra, you were a whole lifetime away from the correct answer, Apa.
See.
You were 26 years away from the correct answer.
See.
All right, sorry for that, Apa, Zahra.
See, not a problem.
All right, JazakAllah for participating. All the luck, inshallah, you can always call us back then.
See.
JazakAllah, request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Sister from Durban, are you there?
Yes.
MashaAllah, sister. You said 1955, you were just about 11 years away from the correct answer. But MashaAllah, you are the winner for tonight. 1,000 rands coming up your way, sister.
JazakAllah,
Ameen, Ameen. And JazakAllah, sister, tomorrow night we're going to be having the finals for the weeks, week number 2. And we talk again, inshallah, between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Inshallah.
JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome quite late tonight. It's 6:45. Inshallah, we continue the programming schedule. And coming up next, we have the random of acts of kindness tonight. We have, alhamdulillah, the tafsir of the Quran in Kareem with Maulana Rawat, as well as Mufti Mank. And Maulana Sajjad takes us through after 10 o'clock tonight. Until later on, from Sayyid Muhammad Qara, request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.